Now, boys and girls, we come to the story today, and that is on Abraham called upon to offer up his son Isaac. We have learned that God is the promise keeper. He promised a land to Abraham, and he brought him into it. He promised a son, even in his old age, and God gave to Abraham and Sarah little Isaac. Now, that little boy, Isaac, must have been a wonderful delight to his father and mother. He was so special, so loved, and such a blessing that they would never want anything bad to happen to him. He was probably spoiled and cared for like an egg. But you must also remember that Abraham was an altar builder. He built tables of stone in which to offer up a sheep, a sacrifice to God. And for that good practice of worshiping God by a sacrifice on an altar, God was pleased and God blessed Abraham. And then to his great surprise, God asked Abraham to take his only son Isaac, whom he loves so much, and kill him and offer him upon an altar as a sacrifice. Now, this was a great test of Abraham's faith and of his obedience. It seemed so strange because God had made a promise that Isaac's children would become as many as the stars in the sky. But if Isaac was to be slain as a sacrifice, how would there be children in the future? And how would that promise be fulfilled? Well, in reality, God was testing Abraham. He was seeking to know if Abraham truly loved God with all his heart and would put God first. Now, the story is that God told Abraham to take his son into the land of Moriah, a very lonely place at that time, and there offer up Isaac as a sacrifice on an altar. And Abram obeyed immediately. He didn't even ask why. Abram rose up early in the morning. He put a saddle upon his donkey and he called two young men to help him. He gathered wood for a fire and he cut the wood into pieces so that it could be put upon the donkey, and off they went. And then after a period of time, 3 days, God showed to Abraham the place where he was to offer Isaac. And Abram said to his young men, "You stay here with the donkey." He took the wood that was on the donkey, he put it on Isaac's back. He took fire, which was on probably a light stick, and he took a knife in his hand, by which he was soon to slay Isaac. And off they went, up into that mountain. They went both together, the Bible says at least two times. Now, this is important to note because Abraham had faith that he was going to bless Abram for obeying and that he would, by some miracle, return to these young men with Isaac. And he said to them, "You wait here until we return." And so Abram prepared to travel. Then Isaac had a question, and he said he wanted to know, where is the lamb for an offering? We have a knife, we have fire, but where is the lamb? And Abram said, "God will provide himself a lamb." Now, Abram did know that he said, Abram truly believed that God would that day do a miracle. And then came the moment of trial when they reached the top of the mountain. Abram saw the very place where God wanted him to offer up Isaac. And he laid the wood on top of the stones that he built, and he bound Isaac with cords, and then he lifted Isaac up onto the top of the altar on top of the wood. And then he went for his knife, And as he raised up that knife, Abram stretched forth his arm. He took that knife into the air, and he was ready to plunge it into the body of little Isaac. And then God's voice was heard. Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And just then Abram looked behind him, and he saw a sheep caught in the thicket of the trees by its horns that were hooked onto some branch of the tree. And there was the sacrifice. And so instead of Isaac dying upon that altar, he was taken off, he was set free, and the ram or the sheep was lifted up onto the top of that altar, on top of the wood, and it was sacrificed so that its blood flowed out upon that altar, and its life was given instead of his son. And the Bible says very clearly, Abram went and took the ram and offered it in the stead of. Now, this was a great test of Abraham's obedience. This was as far as any father could ever be pushed in a test. But by this, he showed that God's commands are always good, always to be obeyed, and that God will honor his promises. And from Abraham's example, we learn to trust God and put him first in the sure hope that God will work things out for our good when we obey his commands. But there is a wonderful gospel lesson in this story, because Abram is like our Heavenly Father, and Isaac is like the Lord Jesus, God's Son, God's only Son, whom he loves so much. And God gave his Son to be a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. You know that from John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And that happened on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years after the event where Abraham was called upon to offer up Isaac, and that lamb was put on the altar in its place. Now, the Lord Jesus died as a lamb, a sheep in our place, just as God showed Abram a ram, which he killed in the place of Isaac. God gave his only Son as a sacrifice in our place so that we would not die. Jesus died in our place. Jesus is our substitute. Jesus' blood is offered up in the place of our blood, and our lives are spared because Jesus, on the cross, he suffered unto death. And so that's the wonderful story, the good news of the gospel. Now, this story, there's a picture of it in the book of Genesis, and it shows us that the cross was always God's wonderful plan. God had already in his mind the way by which he would save sinners. He would make his Son to be the sacrifice in our place. And Jesus is our sacrifice. Calvary is our altar. And Jesus' blood is our payment to save us from sin and give us an inheritance in heaven. Now, in this story, Abraham is the hero. He obeyed God, not knowing fully what the answers were. He knew that God would do something amazing, and so he obeyed God fully, and God provided a lamb and a sacrifice. And so Abraham is our example. But the real wonder of the story is just the amazing love of God for our soul, because God was willing to take his, his only son, his well-beloved son, and offer him up on the cross for our salvation, so that we would not perish but have eternal life. And all because God loves sinners so much. Can you believe that? If you do, then call on the Lord to be your Savior. Confess your sins unto God and thank Him for giving His Son to die. And if you do that, I want you to let me know. I want you to phone me up and tell me, Pastor Gallagher, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me, and I believe His blood washed away all my sins, and I am saved. And boy, you will make me really happy if you would let me know that you have called on the Lord to be saved.